It was a busy record shop with music blaring and an unrelated film playing on a large screen. There were staff members stocking shelves and customers coming and going, making the occasional inquiry about one artist or another. I was wandering pretty aimlessly, checking out the folk section before moving on to the other end of the shop and the stacks of vinyl that are, again, part and parcel of the music business. I leafed through the reissues of albums I'd bought in my teens and twenties. And then, without warning, a sudden wave of sadness broke over me. And just as suddenly, the shop seemed filled with the shadowy figures of young men and women I had known growing up, and their younger brothers and sisters whom I had taught. There were the shadows of students who had danced on Saturday nights, boys and girls who had jived and swayed in the almost derelict youth club in Castledermot in the early 70s. Teenagers who had danced in the same decrepit building 10 years later when I worked in the village as a teacher. There was the smiling girl who was waked in her wedding dress a week before what should have been her wedding day. The young man whose life came to a sudden and untimely close on a moonlit road, the engine of his motorbike still roaring long after the life had gone from his broken body. The beautiful, laughing young woman whose life ended in childbirth. They and a dozen others jostled gently around me, looking over my shoulders, searching for a favourite album or song among the stacked racks of vinyl. I listened carefully to their laughter and wordless chatter as they argued about the merits or otherwise of this band or that. I saw them frown over the names of singers who had surfaced long after they had gone, the frustration of unheard music and unlearned words furrowing their brows. What had they missed in leaving early? What tunes might they have whistled or sung had they lived longer? And suddenly, on that cold, bright morning, a night fell. But what night? Any one of 100 when the music played from the twin decks in the corner of that sad old building that was, for those 3 or 4 hours, transformed by coloured bulbs and the smell of weak coffee and the laughter of teenagers into everything that life had to offer. Concern, nervousness, hope, love, a kiss, a word, a promise, an arrangement, the thought of a long starlit walk home. And all the time the music played and the body swayed, slow or fast, and everything was possible. My eyes fell on a couple dancing slowly, his arms wrapped protectively around her, her head on his shoulder. And they were lost in the shared dream of a life that lay ahead. And part of me wanted to tap them on the shoulders and tell them the truth that I knew about their lives. But I didn't. Couldn't. Instead, I let them dance away, enfolded by the music and the possibility of the moment. Grief and loss would come in their own bad time. For now, I left them with their love and hope and wrestled with my own sadness, that emotion that comes trailing memory and the knowledge of what might have been. I couldn't help but think of the lives that young couple had hoped for and aspired to. But for then, for that time between remembering and stepping back into the real world beyond the swinging doors of the record shop, I stood and watched them dance and listened to the Poppy family singing "Which Way You Going, Billy?" and wished I could have warned them of the traps and snares that lay ahead. But we live in the now, and perhaps that is one of the saving graces of this life.